This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Israel and the United Arab Emirates have agreed to a normalization of relations between the two nations. U.S. President Donald Trump helped broker the agreement. A joint statement released by President Trump, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed, called this an historic diplomatic breakthrough that will advance peace in the Middle East region. The statement says delegations from Israel and the United Arab Emirates will meet in the coming weeks to sign bilateral agreements regarding investment, tourism, flight security, and more. U.S. Senator Kamala Harris made her campaign trail debut Wednesday as former Vice President Joe Biden's running mate in the 2020 presidential election. The Democratic pair delivered a strong rebuke of President Trump's leadership and highlighted the strength of her new role. Harris is a Black woman, first Asian American, to appear on an HHP ticket. Biden has to appear together on Thursday in Biden's home state of Delaware, where they will receive a briefing on the COVID-19 pandemic. Thursday, the Trump administration will roll back regulations aimed at reducing emissions of potent greenhouse gas methane from oil and gas operations. It's a smooth and wide environmental rules ahead of the presidential election. During a visit to the election swing state, Pennsylvania, U.S. Environmental Protection Administrator Andrew Wheeler will fully rescind 2016 Obama administration limits on oil and gas emissions of methane. The move was criticized by environmentalists in an initial post last August. More for you on VOANews.com. This is VNews. Lebanese Parliament Speaker Nabi Berri called for the quick formation of a new government on Thursday. This as lawmakers approved the government's two-week state of emergency after the recent devastating explosion that killed scores of people and injured thousands of others. Lebanese state media said Berri urged lawmakers at Parliament's first legislative session since the August 4th blast to begin speeding up the formation of a new government. They've begun consultations on forming a new cabinet, a process complicated by divisions in a country governed by a sectarian power-sharing system. Parliament approved the state of emergency to suppress resurgent protests over corruption, mismanagement, and negligence by the long-entrenched political elite. Hundreds of people have been injured in clashes with security forces who fired tear gas. There's no relief in sight for Americans waiting for more federal relief aid during the coronavirus pandemic. They might have to wait until fall at this point. Negotiations in Washington over a new coronavirus aid package have all but ended. The White House and Congress are far apart on size, scope, and approach on relief for households, schools, and a national strategy to contain the virus. President Trump's top negotiator, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, tried to revive stalled talks Wednesday. But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer dismissed what they called an overture, saying the Trump administration is still refusing to meet them halfway. President Trump said Democrats are holding the American people hostage. Police in the northwestern U.S. city of Portland, Oregon, used tear gas Wednesday night to disperse protesters. The groups were outside of a building that houses a police precinct and a jail. Authorities declared the latest in what have been several months of nightly protests as a riot. The protests began after the death in police custody of George Floyd in the state of Minnesota, with those in Portland and many other places around the country calling for police reforms and steps to address racial inequality. The United States said on Thursday Chinese government-funded cultural centers at U.S. universities would be required to register as foreign missions. It's the latest sign of the deteriorating relationship between Washington and Beijing. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in a statement the move followed a conclusion that the so-named Confucius Institutes are an entity advancing Beijing's global propaganda and malign influence campaign on U.S. campuses and in classrooms. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.